This is your radio novel. Hello and a cordial welcome to another radio novel. Our story, The Scar, is about a young pilot who walked out alive from a plane crash, but with his mind chained to that ugly, burnt patch on the ground. This is the radio novel, The Scar. Now to our radio novel, The Scar. Jay Breslin had always wanted to fly, even when he was a youngster. But as far as actually learning to fly, Jay never had the money nor the extra time off from helping to earn a living, until the war came along. The Army trained him as a pilot, and he paid Uncle Sam back by flying a P-47 fighter for a double tour of duty in the ETO. He never had any trouble, came out and got his terminal leave without a scratch on him. He wanted to stay in flying, so he hooked up with Trans-American Airways, and they gave him training in four-engine operation. And then he had his trouble. Double trouble. That's why his friend Jim was with him on this check flight. Jim was chief pilot, and Jay was aware of what that meant.
Procedure turns are fine. I'll just time you 3 minutes a little closer, that's all.
Sure.
All right, start your landing approach.
You don't want any more?
Well, I'm satisfied with your air work.
Yeah.
It's all yours. Well, we haven't had any snow for 2 weeks. Maybe the winter's letting up.
Still plenty of snow on the ground.
Yeah. Gotta wear your sunglasses more often.
I don't like them.
You'll get used to them.
Maybe someday. Brannan Tower, this is 11504. Over.
Brannan.
Holding at Bryce 1500. Landing instructions. Over.
Wind southwest 15. Runway 3. Cleared to land. Over. 11504, you read me? Over.
What's the matter, Jay?
What?
You better acknowledge.
Oh, yeah. 11504, over and out.
You just cleared the outer marker.
Yeah.
It's all yours. I'm just riding along.
Runway 3.
Approach check, Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
Glide's a little steep, Jay.
I guess it is.
That's better. And maybe a little more flaps.
The wind's only 15.
All right, you're flying it. You're to the right of the runway, Jay.
Yeah, I know.
Better correct it.
Wind will carry us across.
Well, not that much. You got to fly to big ships by mathematics.
All right, sure.
Ah, that looks good.
Ship feels heavy.
You're stretching your glide too much.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Should be at 500, Jay.
I can't.
Too steep in the glider. Watch your instruments.
Sure, yeah, Jim.
Steady.
I
got it. Get her low. Low to the bank. You'll overshoot.
I might undershoot,
drop
Jim.
Drop her in.
Too low now.
You're not kidding. I'll drop her in.
But
I'll take it. All right. Take over, Jay. Now taxi up to the hangar.
Sure. Sorry, Jim.
So am I, kid.
You washing me out?
I don't know.
I'd have been all right if it had been on another runway.
You have to land on runway 3, Jay.
Yeah. I'm through?
I don't know. I want to take it over. Come on, let's go in the office.
Sure. Thanks for the check. All the other instructors were getting afraid to fly with me.
Ah, forget it.
I'll get what pay I have coming to me and leave.
I didn't tell you to leave.
It's the best thing I can do.
I said I wanted to think about it.
You don't have to. If I can't check out with you...
You've got to get over it, kid.
Sure.
The crack-up wasn't your fault in the first
but
place.
But I got out alive.
Those things happen. Now, you can't be blamed for mechanical failure.
Was it mechanical?
I told you
that could be wrong.
Things happen like that in training, but you...
Jim, I know what you're trying to do, but I don't think it's any use.
Will you let me think it over?
All right.
Come on.
You see, it's entirely a matter of...
Well, I wondered how much company gas you guys were going to waste.
Popo!
Hi, Jimmy. Jay?
When did you get in? I thought you were on the Atlantic Hop.
A couple minutes ago, company's transferred me to a West Coast run.
I'm glad to see you. You going to be around long?
Oh, dare so.
Well, that's fine.
What are you still doing around here, Jay? Old Jim making you an instructor?
I know.
Boy, it's been a long time since the three of us were together. How about this evening?
Why not?
I'll set up a party over at the airport inn, just like old times.
That sounds wonderful.
Clear with you, Jay?
Sure.
You know, I no more got back stateside when they hand me a transfer. Bobo, old boy, that's what Bernie always says. Bobo, we need you on the coast, buddy. We can't do without you. Trans-American will fold up and go bankrupt unless you hustle out to the coast and fly the Frisco run.
Yeah, we know all about it.
Hey, speaking of knowing, what happened out there at the end of the three runway?
What do you mean?
Oh, come on, Pappy. I saw it when I come in, that black burnt-out patch in the snow. Stands out like a sore thumb.
Oh, that.
Somebody crack up?
Why, yeah.
That's what I figured. When did it happen?
Couple of weeks ago.
Somebody under shot, huh?
That's right.
Flamer?
Yeah.
Everybody get out?
Well, there were two. Trainee got out, but the Czech pilot was pinned in the cabin.
Yeah, too bad.
Well, those things happen.
Anybody I know?
No, one of the new instructors. Now, what about this party?
Yeah, just like old times, huh? Remember over in London?
Yeah, it ought to be a lot better than the ones we had over there.
It will be. Hey, I almost forgot.
Forgot what?
I got a surprise for you. Jay, you ought to be interested in this.
Yeah?
I'll bring a friend along tonight, a special friend.
Good.
It's, No, I'm not going to tell you. You got to come and find out. I'm talking to you, Jay.
What?
You be over at the airport inn tonight, buddy. I got somebody you ought to meet.
Well, who?
Never mind who. You be there.
All right.
No, we'll all be there.
I better go make up my log, Jim.
Don't forget tonight, Jay, boy.
No.
Jay.
Yeah?
Let me think it over before we make any decision. All right with you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Jay walked away, sensing they're looking after him. Jim had covered up well, but it was really no use trying to hide anything. Jay got his car out of the parking lot and drove away from the airport, taking the South Road so he wouldn't drive by the black patch of burnt ground at the end of Runway 3. You are listening to the radio novel, The Scar. And now back to our radio novel, The Scar. Jay drove out into the country, nowhere in particular, just kept driving and thinking. Bobo. It always happened. Bobo always turned up at the wrong time, asking the wrong questions. And Bobo always got everything good. Jay had no idea of how long he drove, except that it was dark. And he had circled back to the airport. He didn't want to go to the airport inn for Bobo's party, yet he knew he had to. He found the table where the bunch were sitting and went over. And then he wanted to turn around and run. The sight of the girl at the table made him feel as if the wind had suddenly been knocked out of him.
About time you got here, Jay boy. For a while, we was afraid you were off having a hot time all by yourself. Where you been?
Sit down, Jay.
He can't even talk. Guess he likes my surprise, eh, Jay?
Hello, Jay.
Rusty here is riding through with me to the coast.
I see.
But that ain't the big surprise, Jay boy.
No?
Between here and the coast, Russ and me are going to light long enough to get married.
What's that?
He talks too much, Jim.
When did all this happen?
I made up our minds for us when I met her in Miami. So what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's very fine.
It's his idea, Jim. I haven't checked out on it myself.
Oh, so that's the way it is.
She'll come around to it.
You only got 7 hours between here and the coast.
That's time enough for old Bobo. He'll convince little old Rusty.
You going to sit down, Jay?
Yeah, Jay, boy, we'll get another chair.
Thanks, but I got to run along.
Where to?
I got a date in town.
You didn't have one this afternoon?
I'd forgotten about it.
I wish you'd stay.
Thanks, Rusty, but...
Well, maybe he's got some ideas cooking his own, hey, Jay, boy?
Yeah, that's it.
Will you be around tomorrow?
Sure.
Go ahead, if you've got your own little party set up. We wouldn't keep a guy from that, would we, Jim?
Well, no, of course not.
Yeah, I better go. Be seeing you.
Yeah, give her one for me, Jay, boy.
Jay, just a minute.
Yeah?
Mind if I walk outside with you?
No, why not?
I want to talk to you.
Sure, Jim.
Come on. No, don't get in your car.
What?
I want you to walk over across the airport with me.
All right.
That's a lonely place at night.
Airfield, yeah.
Kind of surprised me about Bobo and Rusty.
I always figured she went for you, Jim.
She just went for all three of us, which just happened to include me.
Maybe so.
I sent a wire today after you left.
Wire?
Yeah, I thought it over about you, as I said I would.
I'm washed out.
Not yet. You'll get one more chance.
Thanks, Jim, but I don't think it's any use.
I think it is. You'll check out.
After this afternoon?
I think so.
If anybody else were chief pilot, I'd been gone weeks ago.
Well, what's a friend for, anyway?
Well, there's a limit.
I know what I'm doing.
What's this wire got to do with it?
Well, I don't think my judgment is accurate in your case, Jay. So I wired for a special check pilot for you.
What do you mean?
He'll be here tomorrow night, Dave. You can run your check with him around 9 or 10.
Does it have to be a night check?
Yeah, Jay.
What's so special about him?
Ever heard of Captain Wynn?
Is he the check pilot?
Yeah. Ever met him?
No, but I heard enough about him.
Well, he's coming. You'll run a check with him tomorrow night.
Yeah. Where are we going?
Well, over there, Jay.
What for?
I want you to get a close look at something.
No.
But don't stop now.
Well, what are you trying to do, Jim?
I'll just show you a burn spot on the ground. There's nothing more than a burn spot on the ground.
No, no.
I figure if you...
I've seen it too many times already.
It's all in your mind, kid.
Let go my arm.
You're too good a pilot to let one crack up get you.
I'm going
you.
Back.
You've got to face it and realize...
Get out of the way.
Now, wait, Jay.
Let me by.
I know it'll help you if you...
You don't
just...
know a thing.
Yes, I do.
Get out of the way.
No, you're going to...
Will you let me by?
No. Now, wait a minute. Jay! Kid!
He knew he shouldn't have hit Jim. Jim was his best friend. But he wasn't going to go over to the end of runway 3 with him or anyone else. As Jay got into his car and drove wildly out of the airport, he made a decision. He had to leave now. He had to forget about flying, had to get away from the black patch in the snow. It was still early when he got back to his room and started to pack his things. It was when he had almost finished that he felt someone standing in the doorway.
They told me at the airport where you lived.
Why'd you leave the party? I thought it was a big celebration.
It's Bobo's party.
And yours, too.
That's Bobo's idea.
Yeah.
Bobo always had his ideas. He had them when we four went around together in London. They don't mean anything.
It was a long time ago.
Not too long. Packing?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
What'd you come here for, Rusty?
I came to see you.
What for?
I never needed a reason before.
I'm sorry.
Forget it. You know, I could always tell with you, Jim and Bobo.
Tell what?
When something's wrong.
I see.
Jay, it's me, Rusty. What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry, baby. I'll tell you, I'm out of flying.
Why?
I'm washed up, have been for 2 weeks.
What happened?
I was practicing night approaches with an instructor and I undershot. The plane dragged the embankment at the end of runway 3, nosed over and burned. I got out, but the instructor didn't.
Jay.
Jim was watching and he claims we lost an engine and that made her nose down, but I know it was bad piloting. There's a burn spot at the end of runway 3 to show where.
I saw it when I came in today.
Everybody's seen it. Ugly black spot against a white background. You can't miss it. Every time I see it, something... I don't know. All I ever wanted to do was fly. Guys I flew with in the war, it was all mechanical to them. Strictly business, a job. Except for Jim and Bobo. We felt different. Fly liaison, fighters, broken down crates, anything just to get up in the air. Yeah. Just to feel that little second when the ground drops away and you shoot up into the sky like an arrow. You get up and the air smells exciting and you can look out across the horizon farther than anybody else can look. And you want to go over the horizon, on and on. Yeah. On and on, never stop.
You'll go on, Jay.
Yeah.
Jim said you'd check out tomorrow night.
Jim thinks he has confidence in me. He thinks he believes in me. But when it got close, he took over the ship like the other instructors.
It'll be different tomorrow night.
I won't be there.
Jim's bringing Captain Wynn over just for your check.
It won't be any different with him. Maybe worse, what with his war record. Jim must have pulled a lot of strings to get Wynn.
I haven't heard about him since we came back. What's he been doing?
I don't know. Probably president of some airline. I never even met the guy.
Try it again tomorrow night, Jay.
It's no use.
Do it for Jim.
No.
I'll be there, too.
Bobo?
I'm staying here, Jay.
Are you?
For a long time. Jim said Captain Wynn should get to the field about 7. Good night, Jay.
Good night, baby.
Yes, that's the way it was. Always had been since the first day he'd met the auburn-haired girl who just naturally answered to the nickname of Rusty, who deserved a better lot than a pilot who had washed out because he didn't have the courage to face a brown spot on the ground. You are listening to the radio novel, The Scar. And now, back to our radio novel, The Scar. Jay was well on his way in his car, heading for the main highway out of town, when he heard the zoom of a plane taking off, and he found himself silently cursing the pilot for the clumsy takeoff, telling what he should have done. And suddenly Jay laughed. He knew he'd have to give it one more try. He made it back to the airport in record time. They were waiting for him, and even in the dim light from the planes, in the distance, he could see Rusty's stiff shoulders relax.
Here he comes, Jim. I told you he would.
I didn't need to be told, Rusty.
No.
All ready, Jay?
Yeah.
Captain Wynn's waiting for you in the ship. You'll make it this time, kid.
Thanks. I'll be seeing you.
Just around the field a couple of times, Jay. The weather's starting to close in.
We'll wait for you, Jay.
Captain Wynn?
Well, hello.
I'm Jay Breslin. I guess we're ready to go.
Anytime you say.
I'll get clearance.
It's a wonderful night.
Yeah. Tower, this is 16355, over.
16355.
Clearance to taxi, takeoff runway. Local, over.
16355, clearance to runway 3 and takeoff. Local flight, over and out.
Roger.
Yeah?
Anything you want to tell me before we take off?
No, nothing. I'm just along for the ride.
Yes, sir.
Jay ran down his takeoff check as they taxied out to runway 3, and the captain leaned back in the co-pilot's seat, relaxed, really relaxed. He looked like he was going just for the ride, but this didn't fool Jay. When they got to the end of the runway, he cut off the landing light so he couldn't see the black spot in the snow. But he knew it was there. Then he swung the ship around quickly and gunned both engines. And they rolled down the runway and up into the night. Then it was as if Jay were somehow divided into two persons. One watching the other pilot the plane. But powerless to do more than just observe.
Nothing more to do than land the ship, no more. I got her down on the approach leg, checked flaps and gear, looked over the instrument panel as I heard the outer marker. The sky was dark, but the snow on the ground was gray-white, and I could see the lights of the field up ahead. Captain Wynn was in the co-pilot seat, leaning back and completely relaxed. Maybe they hadn't told him about me. Inner marker, had to put the ship down now. Not overshoot, not undershoot. Make it just right. The captain was still leaning back comfortably. The green markers at the end of the runway were coming up fast. And I had to turn on the landing lights to see. I saw the black scar. There it was, black under the landing lights on a blanket of dazzling white. Careful, don't undershoot. Never mind the black patch. Get her down. Not too low, not too low. Runway not lined up. Get up, get up. Sorry, Captain.
Sorry? What for?
Guess I'll have to go around again.
Sure. Why not?
Captain?
Yeah?
You want to take over?
No. Why should I?
Well, I don't know. Sorry, I'd have to make it rough for you. Oh,
you can't help rough air.
No, I guess not. Well, I'll have to get on the approach leg again.
Go right ahead. She's all yours.
I looked at the captain to see if he meant it, but he was busy looking out into the night. When I just missed stalling her out over the runway, he'd made no move to take over the controls. He was as cool as if he was sitting on somebody's front porch, and he hadn't tried to take over. Back on the approach leg, I checked my altitude, dropped the props into low pitch, and held 1500 as we passed over the outer marker. There was snow in the air. Visibility was getting low. I cut in the landing lights and kept looking through the glass ahead, looking for the green markers at the end of the runway. 800, 600, 500. The lights were there and the black scar behind them. But I couldn't let it get me this time. There might not be a chance again. Let her down easy, easy. Don't overshoot. Keep her down. The black spot, hot fire burning. Don't fly over the patch. That's where it happened before. Too low. Get up. Pull up and to the right and don't fly over it. Headed for the hangar. Pull up, pull up. You better take over, Captain.
Me? Why?
You got a lot of guts to go through that and not ask to take over before.
Why should I take over? You're doing fine. Thanks for thinking about me. I'd like to, but you go ahead.
Well, I was off to one side. We came pretty close to the hangar.
Oh, did we?
But on your side, snow's coming in thick, so if you want to
take... Oh, all I came along was for the ride, not for any favors. Please understand that, Jane. I'm perfectly happy just to sit on the right side and know I'm flying again. Go ahead. It's all yours.
You mean it?
Of course I mean it.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
You're crazy if you think anybody else is going to fly this ship but you. Well, thanks for offering, but I get my kicks just from riding along.
You think I can? Yeah, you do.
Why not?
Twice you could have taken over, you just sat there.
Well, you want some help? I'll get the flaps and gear down for you.
No. Thanks, Captain. You just sit there. I can land it okay. Yeah, I can.
Hate to come down.
And how you feel? Coming out?
I think I'll just sit here for a minute or two. I'll be along, Jay.
Sure. Well, thanks, Captain. Well,
thank you, Jay. It was a pleasure.
Sure. A pleasure. Jim.
Third time's the charm, kid.
I made it. I'm all right now.
I figured it would work. That's why I brought Captain Wynn in for the check.
Worked all right. He's got nerves like ice. Didn't once reach to take over. Even when we almost took the roof off the hangar, he just sat there and casually looked out the window. That's what did it. I figured if he had that much confidence in me, I ought to have a little in myself. It was a good trick, Jim. Thanks.
Forget it. I know you'd come through.
Jay.
Hello, baby. You see me buzz the hangar?
I saw you.
Come on. Snow's getting heavy. Let's go get some food.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
See that ship coming in? Watch where the landing lights hit.
Yeah. It's almost gone now. Mm-hmm. Snow's covering it up. Not black anymore. There's Bobo. Let's duck him. I'm hungry. Coming, Jim?
Well, in a minute. Hey, Bobo, come over here.
Where's J-Boy? I want to ball him out for those passes.
Give me a hand, will you?
Sure. Doing what?
I got to help Captain Wynn out of the ship. Well, I guess I'll have to tell Jay someday.
Tell him?
About confidence. You don't fear what you can't see. A bullet clipped a nerve in Captain Wynn's head just at the close of the war. He's blind.
And so ends the radio novel, The Scar.